there, lovely pillow top people. I am having trouble sleeping, as usual. So I decided to do a questionnaire. And I'm actually not going out of town tomorrow, for once. So, I think it's 50 questions. It's the TMI tag. So, hopefully there's not like a million sirens outside this time, like it was the last time I did one. More other random noises. First question is, what are you wearing? I am wearing pajamas, as it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. They're purple, they have polka dots on them. So sexy. Number 2. Ever been in love? Yes, I have. Number 3. Ever had a terrible breakup? Yes, I have. Several of them. Number 4. How tall are you? I am 5'9". how much do you weigh? Enough that I'm not gonna say on here. So it is a TMI tag. Yeah. Enough. I weigh enough. number 6. Any tattoos? I have 5 tattoos so far. Soon to be 6. Probably within the next month or so. Egyptian tattoos on my pelvis on either side. One on my hip. That is my zodiac. One on my right calf, a girl teddy bear, and one on my left ribs, a boy teddy bear. That's 5, right? 2, 3. Oh, yeah, that's 5. I forget about them sometimes. I forget about them most of the time, actually, because they're kind of scattered about and mostly covered up by, clothes. Next question, any piercings? My ears are pierced. I guess that counts. And I have nipple piercings. It really is a TMI tag, huh? number 8, what was your first job? My first job was work study in college. And it was, for this grant that, like, some people were doing some research with kids and aggression. So I would have to do some paperwork sometimes, like, you know, make copies. And they had these fanny packs with pedometers that they would put in them that the kids were supposed to wear. And you had to put a lock on them in a certain way so that the kids couldn't open it, because they would open it and just like mess with the thunder or shake it up or whatever. Well, some of them would do that anyway. Just take the fanny pack and shake it to pretend like they were walking, mess up the result. I had to like load and unload those and write down, you know, how much they walked and paperwork and things. Wasn't bad. I lost my place. Oh, favorite show. I don't know. Don't know if I have one favorite show. I'm trying to think about the shows I watch currently. I'm currently watching The Walking Dead. It's not really my favorite show. It used to be really, really good, and then it got kind of meh. And now it's only on, like, the second episode of the season, so, like, kind of okay. It's one of those shows that if you've watched it this far, you'll probably keep watching it. So that. I watch Hell's Kitchen, which I love. I was watching MasterChef, but that ended. American MasterChef, obviously. I need to watch the international ones, because they're probably good. What else? I'm watching Once Upon a Time. And I'm watching Scandal, but I pretty much hate watch it. Like it has good parts and mostly parts where I'm trying to pull my hair out because they're doing dumb stuff that annoys me. But like the really good moments in between the dumb stuff is what keeps me watching it. But I kind of hate it because there's more dumb stuff than good stuff. But it's one of those ones I just keep watching it because I've watched it this far and I want to see what happens. Oh, I've been watching American Horror Story, the new season, Freakshow, and it is creepy. What else? That is really my favorite show, though. I don't know. I like cooking shows a lot, or like competition-y cooking shows, I guess. And I really liked True Blood while it was on, even though it kind of jumped the shark, like, after a while, it was kind of not that good, and then it got kind of good, and then it was bad again. I guess a lot of the shows I watch are like that. So, yeah. I don't know. What's my favorite show? Like, one favorite show? Favorite band? I don't think I have any. It's based off of who I listen to most. Well, it's not really a band, but I listen to a lot of Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder and, people like that. Older music, because I'm old. Not that old, but yeah, I prefer it to most music today. Not too many. I really don't listen to a whole lot of music anymore, to be honest. So there's not really many bands that I listen to. Maroon 5 is good. I don't know. Backstreet Boys was my jam back in the day, so maybe them. Because even if I hear like a Backstreet Boys song over the radio in a store, I'm like, it's Backstreet Boys, and I like get happy a little bit. Something you miss. Currently, I miss snacks because I'm on a diet. And junk food. Favorite song. Not good at having favorite things. So I had to pick just one of something. Probably I like Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. And My Sharia Moore by him. And I really like it's a kind of like a medley of ABC and I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. So it like meshes the two songs together. And whenever I hear it on Pandora, because I usually listen to the Michael Jackson station, so it's like a mix of him and similar people. It always gets stuck in my head for a couple days. They were good. What's that song called? Oh, Because I Love You by Wendy Williams is really good. And Beauty by Drew Hill is one of my favorite songs. So but it's a list, not a one paper. How old are you? I am 29. The zodiac sign is Cancer. It is a crab. It is the tattoo I have. But also, like, there's this, it looks like a 69 symbol almost thing that also is a zodiac sign for Cancer. So, like, my crab has that between its claws, because why not combine them? Next question, quality you look for in a partner. I look for a lot of different qualities in a partner. Sense of humor has to be a pretty big one, though, because I'm pretty goofy most of the time. And I like to laugh, so if they don't, then I'm going to be very annoying. I'm going to be joking around a lot, and they're not going to enjoy. So that, someone who is, sweet. I like sweet gestures. Not, you know, overly romantic, like, oh, I bought you roses, or whatever. I mean, that's nice, but it could be, I was at the grocery store and I bought you a Snickers because I know you like them or something. Or like, I bought you this, I saw these pens and they're purple and I bought them for you because you like purple stuff. Like little thoughtful things like that. Can't think of, I know there's more qualities obviously than I look for in a partner, but that was a loud truck. Yeah, I can't think of any more right now. Oh no, more favorite questions. Favorite quote. One of them is the one that's on Skype, which is be kind for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Which will probably be a tattoo of mine eventually. It's in the list of tattoos. I have like 8 tattoos that I have ideas for that I want to get eventually. Some of them, I just kind of, I'm trying to decide where I want to get to them. Not so much like what I want. Like I know what I want. I just need to figure out where I want to get it. There's that one, and then I like the one, the king only bows to his queen. That's a nice quote. that's enough. That's 2. That's more than 1. Which is, it's supposed to be favorite. So it's supposed to be 1. Favorite actor. Not really my favorite actor, but the first person that came to mind was Michael J. White, because that is a fine piece of man. He's not really my favorite actor. I mean, I like, if he's in something, I might watch it depending on what it is. Unless it's a Tyler Perry movie, and then I probably won't, because I don't like his movies. But other than that, I'll usually watch it. I even watch, what was that movie he was in? Never Back Down. Well, I don't think I watched the second one, because the first one was pretty awful, but I knew it was going to be bad, and I watched it anyway, because he was in it. But, yeah, so he's one of my favorite actors. Favorite color? Purple, obviously. I think I mentioned purple stuff earlier. And I'm wearing purple pajamas with polka dots, so. Loud music or soft? Soft music. I don't like overly loud things. But then again, I probably, when I was dating my first boyfriend, he used to listen to music in his car really, really super loud, and I think it probably did some damage to my ears. So, I can't hear, like, sometimes I can't hear very well, so I don't Well, I guess I kind of need stuff to be a little louder than normal. But not all the time. I don't know. I don't like loud stuff. Number 20. Where do you go when you're sad? Usually to sleep. Or to somewhere to get a bunch of junk food to eat. Like Dollar Tree. Yeah, I usually get a lot of junk food. Go to McDonald's or something. And get snacks and chocolate and all that kind of stuff. Release those brain endorphins. How long does it take you to shower? Not long, I don't think. Probably under 10 minutes. I usually, well, especially since it's starting to get kind of cold here. Well, it's starting to get cool, but it will be getting cold soon. I usually let the shower warm up for a little bit before I get in it. So I'll start it, and then, I mean, it's not like I let it run for like minutes. We'll start the shower and then get undressed, and by the time I get undressed, it's warm enough, so it's like maybe a minute. But yeah, I mean, I know I can take a shower, like if I need to go somewhere, like take a full shower, and in like 3 minutes be like in and out of the shower. But normally, if I'm not in a rush, probably less than 10, but I'd say, you know, from me going to get in the shower and then coming back out of the shower, about 10 minutes. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? I don't know. I don't usually go anywhere. I usually have pajamas all day, and I work from home, so, yeah. When I do have to get ready, it doesn't take me long to get dressed. What usually takes the longest is me doing my hair. So it depends on what state my hair is in and how much I need to fiddle with it to get it to do what I want it to do. So I guess 15 minutes. Yeah, and probably 5 of that is me getting dressed and like 10 on my hair. Which is pretty sad. Next question. Ever been in a physical fight? Not personally. No. I'm trying to think. I think I will remember, and I don't know. Not a real fight. Like, I've, you know, playfully wrestled and all that kind of stuff, but not an actual fight. 24. Turn on. What are some turn ons for me? Sense of humor. Intelligence. The big one. And I usually notice eyes on the men folk. Smiles are good. So yeah, smiles, eyes, sense of humor. What was the other one, I think? Just said it too. Did I mention my memory is awful? Oh, whatever. I'm recording this, so you know what I say. Turn off. I'm not a huge fan of smokers. Or people drink really heavily. I don't. Not that I don't drink, I just don't drink that much anymore. Like, I can't. I do like a beer drinking every day in excess, then yeah, we probably will have much in common. And I hate the smell of cigarette smoke, so that's a thing. People who are rude, especially if I go to a restaurant to someone and they're like rude to the waiter or waitress. I hate that. I mean, just as a rule, you shouldn't be rude to people who handle your food. Just putting that out there. Yeah. I know. I guess if you smell bad. So I guess the turn on that I forgot is if you smell good. Like cologne or something, or it doesn't even have to be cologne. It could be like you just smell like soap, like clean smell. Yeah. The reason I've joined PTA, actually, like probably 95% of everyone found GWA first, and then found PTA, and was like, oh, this is nice, and I was like, oh, I might actually record something on this side, because it's, like, more cuddly, and whatnot, so I decided to join, and here I am, rambling away, which is, I don't know, good, I guess. I don't know if you people like this thing. I don't know if people actually listen to me ramble or if they just put these on and fall asleep, which is fine. Either or. 27 fears. I don't have any, like, huge fears that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, I don't really love heights, but I don't mind them. Like, I'm not afraid of them. And I don't like bugs. Like, I don't like spiders and roaches and crawly things. Especially when I see them in my house, because then I have to be the one to kill them, because nobody else here. Ugh, or centipedes. Ugh. I hate finding those, because they're fast as shit. No, I can't really think of anything else. Like, I don't like worms, I guess, or slimy things. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Icky. Don't like icky things. I don't know. Last thing that made you cry. Last thing that made me cry was basically nothing. I just get into moods sometimes where I just cry for no reason. And it's really weird. I think before that, the last thing that made me cry was a TV show, which I think I talked about in another audio. It was, I don't know, I think I was just having a moment that day. I was very weepy. Yeah. Last time you said you loved someone, I think I said it today. Probably to my twinsie Pines. Because she's awesome. And I was probably like, oh my god, I love you. Because it's something funny she said. Other than that, I think the last time I said, I guess out loud to someone, I guess a couple days ago. days there? Yeah, probably. Meaning behind your Reddit name. No real meaning. I just thought I was being clever. That's the name I came up with. I was making a pun. Being punny. Last book you read. Last book I read was... what is it called? The series. Damn it. I can tell you what it's about. Delirium. That's what it is. Haha. Well, Delirium trilogy. I'm on the third book. So the last one I read was the second book. And I'm still on the third book. And that answers the next question, which is, what book are you currently reading? Just that one. I have them on my Kindle. And so sometimes when I'm driving, especially on long trips, I'll have it read to me. And other times I'll just read it on my own. Like, okay, well, I guess I could have done that instead of recording this. I could have read like a chapter or so to go to sleep. But then you wouldn't have anything to listen to right now. So I guess it's good that I did this instead. But, what was the point of that whole thing? Sometimes I'll just let it read to me, and then, like, when I finish one book, and I know it's a trilogy, so, like, I have all three of them on there, and, I'll finish one and just go to the next one, so I don't know. I know the first one's called Delirium. I don't know what the second one's called, or the third one. I think the third one's called, it might even be a short story. I think it's called Hannah or something like that. I don't know. But sometimes when authors have a series, they'll have like prequels and like stuff that's not really technically part of the trilogy or whatever. It's just like a story in between the two stories. So sometimes it gets confusing. Last show I watched was The Walking Dead. I know I watched yesterday. I watched The Walking Dead, I think, yesterday. And I don't know if it was yesterday or... I think it was yesterday. I also watched Downton Abbey, of course, because awesome. I might have watched it on Sunday. I don't remember. The days all start to mesh together. And I also watched Once Upon a Time. I like watched all of those like in a row. So and Scandal. So yeah, but I think the very last thing I watched was The Walking Dead yesterday. Last person that I talked to, I think the last person that I like physically spoke to was, I think it was Lost Among Clans yesterday. I think. I can't remember if I talked to anybody else before I went to bed. And then, like, I guess spoke, well, not like physically spoke, but talked to, conversed with, I think it's the same, because I think she fell asleep or something. I was talking to her on Skype. And then she stopped talking, so she probably fell asleep. Which happens. Love you, twinsy. The relationship between you and the person you last texted. last person I texted was my niece, and before that was my mom. I was showing them I actually just forwarded the message to my niece. I sent it to my mom first, but it was a picture of the blanket I'm working on, showing them my progress. I'm almost done with it. I'm doing a Mickey Mouse blanket for a special little guy for Christmas. So, and it's got his name on it. So I'm finished with the name and most of the face. I have to finish the ears. The ears, and do like a little extra part at the top, like this background at the top. So yay, almost done. And I have another one to make. I'm making a Lorax one, which is gonna be just awful because it's so many different shades. But it's gonna look nice, and hopefully they'll like it. Next question. Favorite food? Probably the pork chop marsala from Carrabba's with the garlic mashed potatoes, of course, and the chicken noodle soup, or chicken, I don't know what kind of noodles they use. They're like, they look like macaroni noodles, but like cut into shorter pieces, and they're not curved, they're just like little tubes. I'm sure it has a name, I just don't know what the name is. And it's always kind of like a little bit on the peppery side, like it's always kind of a little bit too much, but it's good. So that, tiramisu is always wonderful, and if there is an option to have it at somewhere that I'm at, then I probably will. So, not everybody makes a good tiramisu, but if there's some place that makes a good tiramisu, then I'm definitely gonna want it. And what else? Oh, those chocolate oranges, the Terry's chocolate oranges. Oh, so good. One of my favorite. I think because I can't. I know, well, in the UK, it's not a big deal. Like, they have them all year. You can just buy them whenever. But here, for whatever reason, they only put them out around now to Christmas. And sometimes you can find them, like, around Valentine's Day. So, like, this little holiday season, which I probably, if I see some, I'm going to buy it anyway. I don't care if I'm on a diet. I'm gonna buy it and just stash them. And I'll either look at the nutrition facts and figure out how many small little pieces I can have, or we'll just hide them from myself until I'm off my diet, and then we'll probably just destroy them. Let's see, place you want to visit. I want to visit Paris. I want to visit England. I want to visit my brother and one of my nieces is in Spain. Well, not Spain, Portugal. I always say Spain, but I know it's Portugal. They're right next to each other. And Portugal. So I probably will, if I get money, I'm going to visit them. And I also want to visit Egypt. Obviously, I have Egyptian tattoos. Why wouldn't I want to visit? And I want to visit probably Rome, too. That would be pretty cool. So, yeah, I just want to travel. Go places that aren't United States. last place you were. Here. I guess I'm always here. wherever I am, that's where I am. I'm here. Last place I visited my parents and family that lives like 4 hours away from where I live. So, well, that was a couple weeks back, but that was the last place I went that wasn't where I normally am. And that's pretty much the only place I visit, like just here and there. And last time I left the state, well, technically, last time I left the state was when my parents and I went to the casino in Mississippi. You have to cross state line to get to Mississippi, Alabama. And but that doesn't really count. It's like a 45-minute trip. Like, it's not even that far. It doesn't even feel like you went anywhere. And I visited my sister when she was living in Texas, but she doesn't live there anymore, so I don't have to visit. Well, I won't get to visit Texas again anytime soon, I don't think. Do you have a crush? I don't know. Does somebody have a crush? I don't think I have a crush on anyone currently. No. Last time you kissed someone, I think it was when I was visiting family. I was giving my baby cousin all of the kisses. And probably gave my mom and dad one before I left, of course. Oh. but yeah, I think that's all a couple weeks ago. Last time you were insulted. I guess it's good I can't come up with anything right away. I can't think of the last time I was insulted where it wasn't like, you know, friend insult, like, oh, you suck, like, kind of, or something like that. Well, like, they say, you know, you don't really mean it. yeah, I can't remember last time I was, like, genuinely insulted by somebody. I mean, I might have felt insulted if I, or just took something personally that they said, but direct insult, I can't remember the last time. Favorite flavor of sweet? Chocolate? I guess. yeah. What instruments do you play? I don't play any instruments. I used to be able to play the flute a bit. A long time ago. I think I probably could still play Mary Had a Little Lamb on a flute if I was given one and given like a couple seconds to get my finger placement right. It would sound horrible, but yeah, I did not stick with it. I only played for a year. But, it was in, I think it was in middle school. It might have been before that. I might have been like in fifth grade. But the band teacher was an ass, and I did not like him. So I was like, I don't see why my parents should be paying all this extra money to pay you and if you're gonna be a jerk. So after the 1 year I stopped. So I guess I could have had that skill if I had stuck with it, but I did not like him. Favorite piece of jewelry? Once again, I don't have one favorite. Jewelry I'm gonna wear most often. I have two necklaces that were gifts. One's a teddy bear, and one is It looks like kind of like a rope that's kind of tied in a knot, or I guess you could say it looks like a snake, but there's no like snake head. And both of them are from Swarovskis, or however you say that. And they're cute. And then I have a ring that I wear on occasion. I go through phases where I'll wear it a lot and then I'll take it off for whatever reason and kind of don't wear it for a while. But I bought myself a ring when I graduated from from college. So it's white gold, and then it's like a little circle with diamond chips of white diamonds and chocolate diamonds in it, and it's pretty cute. I actually didn't like it at first when I was trying to find something kind of unique, find something that I liked, and I went into the jewelry store, and the girl who actually showed it to me was in one of my classes. I worked at the store, and she showed me that one and a couple other things, and I didn't really like it. And then, as like a day went by, I was thinking about it again, and I was like, "What does that look like again?" And I like pulled it up on the computer, and I was like, "Actually, not that bad." And it kind of grew on me, and then I wanted it, and I love it now. I don't know why I didn't like it at first. I think I didn't like the because it had different colored diamonds in it, because I guess I was in the thought of most people who are like, diamonds are supposed to be white or clear or whatever. But yeah, I like it. It's different. Last sport you played? I don't play sports. The last sport I played was probably Wii Sports. Bowling, and that's been years ago. I don't play sports. Bowling is fun though, but I'm pretty competitive. Last song I sang. I can't remember. Probably some Michael Jackson song. That was stuck in my head. Favorite chat of line. I guess that's a pickup line. I have one. I don't use them and don't really particularly like them. Unless, I mean, I guess someone could say one ironically or sarcastically. It might be funny if they delivered it, you know, the right way, but yeah, no, I don't think I've had anybody give me a pickup line like that. Next one is, have you ever used it? No, because I don't have one. 49, we're almost at the end. Last time you hung out with anyone, I think over the weekend, last weekend I went to my ex's house for a bit, and yeah, that's the last time I hung out with anyone. What was the last thing that I bought? I went to Aldi the other day, and I bought some yellow squash. I wanted zucchini, but they didn't have any, so I bought yellow squash instead. And I bought this package of baby lettuce. It's like four different heads of baby lettuce, and it's so cute because they're so little. And it tastes pretty good too, but it's adorable. of that, and then I bought 2 heads of regular iceberg lettuce. I like to mix them because the baby lettuce is good, but it's kind of got a not bitter, but just a different, I guess, taste to it, like a stronger flavor to it than iceberg. So yeah, I like to kind of balance it out with like half and half. And I like iceberg. And I think that was all. All about grapes. Green grapes that are delicious. They're very sweet. Produce that I bought, obviously, that's what I went there for. And then I went to, it looks like that same day, it's across the street, and I got some yogurt, frozen yogurt ice cream bars that I had been hearing people talk about on the whole diet board that are supposed to be like low calorie and a lot of protein. And they kind of, I don't know, they're not that good. Maybe it was just the flavor I got. That, and I bought some milk, some factory milk, which I'm not a fan of, but that's what I gotta have on a freaking diet. I miss whole milk. That's something I missed from earlier questions. Whole milk. That free milk tastes like nothing. I do not like. Yeah, so that was all of the questions. If you stuck around this long, I'm surprised. And thanks for listening. And yeah, I don't know if you guys and girls have ideas for things you want to hear me record, let me know. Or if you're enjoying me rambling about nothing for almost an hour, then let me know that too, and I'll keep doing it. But yeah, I'm going to bed. It's 4:30 in the morning now. Good night.